That's a flight. During this phase, the rocket is climbing against the Earth's gravity. Intercepting a missile in its boost phase is the ideal solution. We can defend a large area of the globe and prevent mid-course decoys from being deployed by destroying the missile early in its flight. Of the boost phase defenses, the airborne laser, ABL, is the most mature. Mid-course phase defense. The mid-course phase of a ballistic missile trajectory allows the longest window of opportunity to intercept an incoming missile, up to 20 minutes. This is the part of the missile's flight where its engines have stopped thrusting, so it follows a more predictable coasting path. The mid-course interceptor and a variety of radars and other sensors have a longer time to track and engage the target compared to boost and terminal interceptors. Also, more than one interceptor can be launched to ensure a successful hit. A downside to the longer intercept window is that the attacker has an opportunity to deploy countermeasures against a defensive system. The warhead and decoys are detached from the spent rocket stages during the mid-course phase. However, the interceptor and other sensors have more time to observe and discriminate countermeasures from the warhead. The mid-course defense segment has ground and sea-based elements, including the ground-based mid-course defense, GMD, and the sea-based Aegis ballistic missile defense, Aegis BMD. Unlike the airborne laser, which fires a beam of light energy to destroy the missile, the mid-course and terminal phase systems employ smaller, high-velocity missiles to strike the incoming warhead. This is known as the kinetic kill method. Terminal phase defense. A missile enters the terminal phase when the warhead falls back into the atmosphere. This phase generally lasts from 30 seconds to 1 minute. The primary elements in the terminal defense segment are terminal high-altitude area defense, THAAD, which will destroy a ballistic missile's warhead as it transitions from the mid-course to terminal phase of its trajectory. THAAD consists of four principal components: truck-mounted launchers, interceptor missiles, radars, and command, control, and battle management, C-squared BM. The system has rapid mobility so that it can be airlifted to almost anywhere in the world within hours. Patriot Advanced Capability, PAC-3, the most mature element of the ballistic missile defense system. Built on previous Patriot air and missile defense infrastructure, PAC-3 missiles were deployed to Southeast Asia as part of Operation Iraqi Freedom in 2003. Arrow, a joint effort between the U.S. and Israel, provides Israel with a capability to defend its borders and U.S. troops deployed in the region against short- and medium-range ballistic missiles. The system became operational in 2000. Medium Extended Air Defense System, MEADS, a co-developmental program with Germany and Italy to develop an air and missile defense system that is mobile and transportable. Using the combat-proven Patriot Advanced Capability 3, PAC-3, as a platform, MEADS' role in ballistic missile defense is to bridge the gap between man-portable systems like the Stinger shoulder-fired missile and the higher levels of the ballistic missile defense system, such as the THAAD system. Missile Defense Agency, Overview and BMD Basics. Elmendorf Air Force Base. The mess hall was big and crowded, but not as noisy as Harry expected from the side.